Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. Approximately every 2,500 years, a new teacher brings a body of teaching to humanity that is suited to our needs at that particular time. Usually this takes place at the end of an age. Right now, as the age of Pisces declines and our solar system aligns with the constellation Aquarius, new energies are beginning to make themselves felt. As these Aquarian energies of sharing and justice stream into our planet, the need for change can be seen more clearly. A period of chaos ensues as the old order lessens its grip on humanity, and the impulse of sharing, justice and peace inspires us to move forward in evolution as a united group.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Since the inception of Share International magazine, Benjamin Krem's master has provided articles to be published not only at the time they were written, but also whenever appropriate according to world circumstances. Indeed, many of these articles seem more relevant now than when they were first published. The master here points to a new spirit, new reverence, and a new beauty, and despite the present apparent trend, victory is assured. It is becoming increasingly clear that the conflict between good and evil is being won by the forces of light. Gradually, the good is gaining the upper hand in this age-old struggle for the minds and hearts of men. To some, this may seem an astonishing statement to make in the light of the tensions and cleavages which exist in the world. Yet such is the case, and were you to see the world and events as do we, the Elder Brothers, you would see a world undergoing an extraordinary transformation. On all sides, there is evidence that the old order is crumbling. Ancient hatreds divide the peoples and lawlessness abounds. But everywhere, there are signs that a new spirit is awakening in man, a new sense of responsibility, and a renewed reverence for life in all its forms.
Many are the manifestations of this new beauty. Many and marvellous are the visions of a future opening up before mankind. Man stands as yet at the threshold only of a new beginning, yet already the signs of progress are there for those who have eyes to see. We are witnessing now a polarisation which is forcing humanity to choose. So fearsome are the dangers in the present modes of living that the spirit in man revolts and searches for the new. In this way, man is brought to the recognition of the will of God. Behind all stands the plan, embodying that will, and knowingly or not, men are now ready to implement that plan. Groups of men are forming themselves on every hand to manifest the new.
Inspired by love and spirit of necessity, they envisage a simpler and saner world. They see that from the imbalances and tensions of the present must grow justice and harmony. They know that they are divine and can perform miracles of change. They sense the needs of the time and dedicate themselves to service. They represent the good in every land. Many are the ways to God, but the quickest and the surest is the path of service. No other path so fully embodies the nature of God. Take your place on this path and carry out the dictates of your soul. Follow the promptings of your heart and awaken to the needs of the world. Know that as you enter on the path of service, you accept your place within the plan and find yourself well set upon the path to God.
Ready, then, will be the response from us, your elder brothers. Quickly shall we seize the opportunity to help you on your way through stimulus and profit fields of service. Thus can you join us and aid us in our work. Make this your aim and join the ranks of the servers of the world. Take your place at our side and work with the forces of light. Victory is assured, but must be fought for and won. Be not afraid in the midst of the chaos and tension. Fear has no place in the present situation. Rather, see it as a challenge to your faith.
We continue now with some questions that were asked to Benjamin Krim in his lecture in San Francisco, USA, in August 2005. Can you define what it means to be a human being? And what is meant by we are divine? And Mr. Krim answers, as all the greatest teachers have pronounced, humanity is divine. Each of us, every single one of us, is a spark of God, a divine being identical with the divine, which reflects itself as an individual human soul, which reflects itself still lower in vibration in the physical plane reality we see when we look in the mirror. But what we see in the mirror are the temples of the self. As the masters put it, it is not the self. You do not see yourself in the mirror, although you are often asked to look at yourself in the mirror. You see a physical body, and you become aware perhaps of a mental body, an emotional body. But that is not you. It is not us. We are fundamentally the human soul, and even more fundamentally, that of which the soul itself is a reflection, the spark of God, the divine. As soon as humanity realizes this, takes this deeply into itself, it changes. It is not possible to continue to be the same person, knowing you are the self or divine spark. It changes the meaning and purpose of your life.
And here's another question asked of Benjamin Krim that goes as follows. I can understand that some individuals are able to realize that they are divine, but how will all of humanity see this? And the answer, what humanity needs is someone to come and tell us what and who we really are. We do not know who we are. We do not know why we are here. We do not know the purpose of our lives. We do not know what happens when we die. We do not know the answers to practically any of the most profound questions in the world. We know all sorts of other clever things that are relatively unimportant. We know how to make money. Americans are very good at making money. A lot of Americans make millions of dollars worth of money. I do not know if this is still the same today, but it has been the prime aim of children of America to one day be either president or a millionaire, or preferably both. Who wants to be a millionaire? In fact, now there are so many millionaires in America and elsewhere in the world that it is getting a bit passé. And it is much easier to be a billionaire today than it has ever been because there is so much corruption. You can only become a millionaire or billionaire if you are corrupt. Maybe not altogether corrupt, but corrupt enough to cheat and scam your way to making a millionaire, to becoming a millionaire, I should say. Thousands of people in this country, this is the USA, and elsewhere in the world do this. Until this aim to become rich, to have an overwhelming amount of wealth, has become one of the great ambitions of the world. We are so steeped in materialism, a deep materiality, that is the chief ambition.
We do not care why we are here. We think we know why we are here. We are here to make $1 million or $1 billion. But what about those millions of people who have not heard the story of materiality and do not know what $1 billion looks like? Do not even know what $1 million looks like. Do not even know what a daily meal looks like. Who are starving to death in their African countries under the sun in the desert. And another question was posed, are you saying that competition is wrong? Competition, some think, makes the world go round and helps the economy. Mr. Krim answers, this is the world we live in, where all the nations are competing madly, one against another, to get a bigger slice of the cake that is being created on planet Earth. A few nations, the G8 nations of the world, are at the top of the pile, the best at competing. America is the best competitor. They invented the game of competition. That is why they do it so well. And now they have perfected it to a degree where only seven other nations can compete with America in that illustrious position of materialism. The G8, the eight richest nations, sum up the problems of the world. They have all become rich through the mad and blind following of market forces. Apply the law of market forces to economics, and you have insanity, but you call it sanity. The problems of the world are teeming, the ecological balance, the sustainability of the resources in the world. These are major problems. Without a stabilized world, without a sustainable world, we have no place to go. We are sunk. We are heading to perdition. All dead.
We have the ability to do it. We could have a nuclear war. 24 nations today, either openly or covertly, have developed a nuclear bomb. 28 nations have weapons of mass destruction of one kind or another. If even a fraction of these were used, it would destroy all life on planet Earth, human and subhuman, over and over again. This is the power we have for self-destruction, because we have no power for living in peace, knowing the way to live, the art of living, which requires freedom, justice, and peace to survive. We do not know how to do this. To help us to do this, an extraordinary event is taking place, the emergence of Maitreya, the world teacher, and his group, the Masters of Wisdom. And one other question, what's the connection between justice and peace? What we need above all is peace, because without peace there is no future for the world. And what we need for peace above all is justice. Without justice there will never be peace. If you live in two-thirds of the world, not of the developed world, not one of the G7 nations of the world, you don't think you're living in justice. There is no justice for two-thirds of the world's population. There is no justice for anybody but the tiny proportion of people who make up the G7 nations and think that the world belongs to them. But the world, the people of the world, are going to show them that it doesn't belong to them. It belongs to all of us, and all of us equally. I do not mean that everything in the world has to be totally equally divided, but it's according to one's need.
Now we have an article by the Master, 1982, and it's called A New Age Concept of Time. A much-needed change in the life of humanity will come about when the concept of time has undergone a transformation. Today, most people think of time as an ongoing process, linking moments of action, whereas in truth, time is not a process but a state of mind. When we see this, we will transform our lives and enter into an altogether close understanding of reality. A wonderful new freedom will become man's, and no longer dogged by the limitations of time, he will soar into his birthright. How is this to be achieved? At present, most of us are confined within the rigid framework of our daily activities. The means of living has to be earned. Decisions have to be taken in relation to others' needs. A constant battle goes on against the clock and the remorseless passage of time.
There is little hope within our present modes of living of any fundamental shift in our understanding of time. Now, for the first time in history, the possibility arises for a completely new experience of that phenomenon, and social transformation is the key to this desirable happening. When humanity is one, in fact and in truth, time will disappear. When man approaches life from the inner creative standpoint, time will lose its hold over our minds and thus free us from its tyranny. All of this requires a new assessment of man's place in the universe and the establishment of a truer rapport with the source of our being. It has become customary to speak of time as a passage of a sequence of events. A new and more correct view of time becomes possible when man takes the steps to align himself with his higher self. This achieved, the way is open for a truer understanding of cyclic activity and non-activity, and thus of time. Such a correct understanding is inherent in a correct relationship to our fellow men, for only when the sense of separateness no longer exists can a true realization of cyclic activity come about.
A new world order, political and economic, is the essential prerequisite for this truer vision, for the required sense of oneness can be achieved only when harmony and justice prevails. What this means in practical terms is the creation of structures, political and economic and social, which will bring men together and create the sense of oneness on all planes and in every field. When men see this, they will take the measure to implement the necessary changes and pave the way for the establishment of correct human relations. From that new relationship between men will emerge the conditions on which a new sense of time depends. From the master's viewpoint, time exists only in the sense of cyclic waves of activity followed by non-activity repeated infinitely. He is completely unconditioned by time as sensed in the three worlds of human experience and must make constant adjustments when dealing with his disciples, for instance, in order to accommodate his meaning and intentions to the state of consciousness of which still ensnared by time.
Already, signs are appearing that men's minds are beginning to realize the inadequacy of their approach to time. And it will not be long before an intellectual appreciation of this fact becomes more general. Inherent in many of the discoveries of present-day science is the assumption that time is dual, and more this will condition men's perception of reality. But only as the result of man's direct awareness of himself as part of an integral whole will a true realization of time be his. When man creates around himself the forms and structures based on unity and brotherhood, essential for that integration to take place, he will stand on the threshold of an entirely new experience of reality from which will flow a steady stream of creativity unlike aught seen before in this world.
Right, thank you for listening. And if you want more information, you can contact us at share-international.org or email sharenz@yahoo.com. Have a nice day.